listen to Mike's live here for a couple of minutes on your Arkansas athletic director.
What makes Jeff Long qualified, in your opinion? There are a lot of qualified people out there. What makes him maybe different to be the committee chairman for the college football playoff selection?
I think there are a lot of things, but one is you have to be a special person. You know, it's before you get to the why he's qualified. You know, Jeff is a terrific person and thoughtful, competitive, careful, passionate, and loyal. You can see that here at Arkansas. You could feel that in the meetings that we had when the ADs we met, doing the business of the league, and a sense of humor too, a great sense of humor. And so, and he's got athletic background, he's got passion, and the same success that he's had here at Arkansas was the same success that we all thought. It had to be unanimous, the vote. And everybody understood that he had the background and he had the right personality. And he did such an extraordinary job. When they talk about, obviously last year was a huge success. And I think people just rightfully so credit Jeff with creating the window of transparency that was critical to the success of the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, and the fact that they've asked him to do it again, and the fact that that was met with universal enthusiasm. I want to get my bias out. I think he's terrific. He's a dear personal friend, and you don't have to spend much time walking around the Arkansas campus to see what kind of job he's done here.
One of the most difficult times that I think Jeff Long went through was the Bobby Petrino firing. Did you guys talk during that time? Did he lean on you?
We talked, but you're never going to find out what we talked about. But I would tell you what, I was one proud commissioner when he made that decision to terminate Bobby.
Tell me about that.
This is higher education. We're teaching. We may call it athletics, we're recruiting and we're coaching, but we're teaching. We're teaching life's lessons. And you can bet your butt that student athletes were looking around to see what was going to happen.
And I think that may have opened the door. I would be interested for your opinion. Do you think that the way people saw Jeff handle that situation had anything
to do? Oh, I think it had to be. I mean, I think it had to have an effect on how, about who Jeff Long really is. And I can tell you that his colleagues in the SEC were very proud of him. You know, it was a terrible situation. Mm-hmm. It was bad for everyone, including Coach Petrino and his whole family. But, you know, it's real. And it was a teaching moment, and Jeff taught it.
All right, let's get some reaction here. Dudley, Bart, thoughts on Mike's live there on Jeff Long.
It's a pretty powerful testament, about the man's character. Now, when he first arrived, he did things a lot differently than Coach Broyles had been doing them, and I think that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, and I'm not saying that everything he's done, was the right thing. But if you take any personality out of it and just look at it from a business aspect, he has put Arkansas in a position, along with, some other people in his department and obviously the head coaches and the fans of the state, that no longer does Arkansas take a backseat to any athlete, any school in terms of facilities. It is a robust athletic department right now. Arkansas still has the deal where it self-supports its athletics, and that's a really big deal these days. I think there's a lot to be said. Not saying that everything he's done has been right or great, but when you look at it and you step back and take an overall picture of it, it's a success. Now, too oftentimes, it's about coaches. You know, did the coach do this? Did the coach do that? But that's just a portion of it. The overall thing has been a success.
Bart?
You know, I think one of the best adjectives you could use to describe Jeff Long is savvy. I think he's very savvy. And I think some of the words that Mike Slive used there were really appropriate. I think Jeff's really thoughtful. You know, he takes his time to make decisions. Whatever it's about, He measures his words. He thinks about what he's going to say. And he always seems to say and do the right things. You know, and you can define right however you want. But I think, you know, he's done a fantastic job. And like Dudley was talking about with the facilities, Arkansas's are second to none. And he's done a good job of hiring coaches across the entire athletic department. Some of the programs that people don't usually talk about are having more success now than they've ever had in the school's history. And he's responsible for that. And I think he just takes a very measured approach to being an athletic director. And I think that's the best way to do it.
The two things that most seemingly came out of his mouth at the first all the time and people were criticizing him for were brand and revenue stream. But you look back, he doesn't have to use those words anymore because he has accomplished both of those things.
Ronnie in Jacksonville, go ahead.
Hey, listen, I like calling your show, and you're probably kind of getting used to my name, but that's okay. That's all good. But I want to make a comment on Jeff. You know, I have to say, man, it was a great, great decision by him. I think the committee, the national committee, is really giving him respect because he was truthful to the game. The game is that, yes, you have a friend that you done hired on and doing a great job, but can you have the goals to step up to the plate when you have to discipline that person? And I think he stepped up to the plate tremendously, and I truly respect that guy. He's a great athletic director, and I think Arkansas made the greatest move by bringing him in to be truthful to the University of Arkansas, that if you want to be a good athlete and you want to step up to the plate and be someone and be on a program that's not doing under-the-table stuff all the time to make things happen for their program, I have to say Jeff Long how really exemplified who an athletic director should be in any university. And so I'm very proud of him, and I want him to be an athletic director for years to come until he decides to do something different, because he's got the accolades. He can go anywhere he want to go, I believe, and that's my personal opinion. And then I just want to make a comment on the game Saturday. Right. I think Arkansas is being underrated on this thing. I think we're going to go in, and I think we're going to do well. I'm not going to say we're going to blow them out, but I think we'll do well. Now, I'm hang up, and I'll listen to you. Okay?
Yep, good to hear from you, Ronnie. I appreciate the call, and I think Jeff Long's done a lot of really good things. I agree with Dudley. He hasn't done everything right, and I think he'd tell you that. But there's also going to be, especially when you have a legendary athletic director who knew so many people so personally, you're going to rub people the wrong way when you start putting in standards, procedures, and all that things. And certainly he has done that. One way I would sum up the conversation about Jeff Long is just this statement. Your athletic director is considered to be among the most influential people in college sports, among the most prestigious college administrators, and among the most respected in sports. High profile. Like if you had a football coach or a basketball coach and that was the thing said, like your athletic director is top five. He is
Krzyzewski, Meyer.
He's that of athletic directors. And so while you don't agree with everything he does or whatever, here's what I have never heard. I have never heard people that are his colleagues say anything other than rave about the guy. In state where you're rubbing elbows or, you know, skinning knees or, you know, stumbling and bumping into people and watch out, here comes Jeff Long, hold on to your wallet type stuff. You know what I mean? Like he's going to ask for money, all of that stuff. Totally get it. But I think it's worth taking a look at from a different perspective too.
Yeah. And I also think it's people really have to, and we've mentioned this several times on the show, but people really have to realize it just wasn't about the wreck. It just wasn't about the affair. There was a body of work there that they got to where the supervisor did not trust his employee. And it wasn't one thing, it was 10.
You're talking about why they fired Petrino.
Yes. And so when people look at that one decision and said that was a bad decision, it was not a bad decision. It was a thought out decision, and it wasn't based on a wreck and an affair.
And he got a lot of credit for that nationally. But there are also a number of other things in Jeff Long's background that helped him get this job. That's what put him on the radar. But when you look at his resume, there are other things that I think the commissioners thought made him a good candidate.